a whole new world in here, and we are talking about Aladdin right after this. Yay!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Hey guys, welcome. As you can see, this is Jamie and Kelsey. Woo. All right, it's a whole new world. We've got our whole new panel here, which is exciting.
It's going to be a good show.
I know.
I can feel it.
Yes. Sorry that we started so late. We were having a bunch of technical difficulties. As you can see, there's just one shot of us tonight. So you've just got us on the wide camera. But you know what? Hakuna Matata. That's our motto.
It's a wonderful phrase.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. We were talking about that in the chat earlier about our mottos.
So. It was hilarious, too, because Kelsey just kept saying, "What's a motto?" And all I kept saying was, "Nothing. What's a motto with you?" Lion King. And it just cracked me up because
we just went back and forth saying that exact thing
all
on
over.
Repeat.
Yeah.
I know. So it's going to be fun. But enough about Lion King. We're talking about Aladdin tonight.
Woo!
The teaser came out last week, and I loved it. I thought it was incredible. Jamie, do you have any thoughts before we jump into it?
I mean, I really liked it. But of course, like, Aladdin is one of my favorite Disney movies of all time. So I still want to see certain people. Like, I want to see Genie. I want to see Will Smith as Genie. I want to see what they do with it. I want to see, like, I just want to see bits and pieces of who is going to be who. And that's going to make me more excited. So hopefully they'll have another trailer. I don't know, but it's like, I want to see Abu and, you know, Iago.
I know.
You know, but
all of those are going to come on the trailer. This is just like a little teaser. And that's what I said too, is like my third wish. Like, we saw the Cave of Wonders, and now I want to see the Genie and all of the other characters. Those are my wishes.
Me too.
Okay, let's watch it. I could watch this over and over again.
Yes.
Just
especially the diamond in the rough part in the sand.
Yes. Ooh. And I like the just the view of the whole thing. The poster with the gold on it and how it disappears is just spectacular. It gives me the goosebumps.
This is gonna be amazing in theaters, I can already tell.
There's that song.
Arabian Nights.
Arabian Day.
It's like you would think seeing that bird, it's like, is that Iago? But I don't think it is. I don't know. It could be.
I don't. Oh, that's a good point.
Only one may enter. And see, that's the sickest scene. Like,
it is
in
so
Aladdin.
Cool.
Next summer.
I mean, look at how the text disappears like that. It's just beautiful. And the city, everything, it's very cinematic.
Yes.
That right there, the detail to look like a sword. I mean, come on, Disney has outdone itself again.
Even the score, like listening to this music.
Yes. Like, and that scene right there.
That? Yeah.
I know that there's been a lot of chatter about that particular shot because in the original, it's from the side a little bit, but
it has, like,
yes, but I mean, it's going to be a little bit different. I know that Beauty and the Beast was probably the closest live action to the original. Mm-hmm. They did it, you know, scene by scene.
They did great.
Yeah, they did a great job on that. And hopefully it's going to be very close to the script for Aladdin as well. But a few things are going to be different. And I mean, that's okay to make it a little bit different, but it is our childhood, so, like, don't mess it up.
Yeah, don't mess it up. But I'm really, there's just so many scenes in Aladdin where I'm like, what are they going to do with this? Like, when they're trying to escape the Cave of Wonders, and Jafar, when he's in that old man disguise, you know, with the teeth.
Well, and the biggest thing is,
how are they
going to do all of the scenes with the genie, and, like, all of the wishes, and how...
All of his forms, too.
Yes, like, how he changes...
You know, all those different, you know, forms that he would take.
I know.
Well,
maybe a lot of CGI on that.
Maybe, or then it's like, will he even have those forms? And so what I mean by forms is, for those of you who have seen Aladdin, which I'm sure you have, the forms that Genie would take. Like, you know, he would perform these acting roles, but I know that was also, you know, Robin Williams' twist on Genie. So maybe they won't have that, or maybe, you know, with the graphics and the CGI, maybe they'll do something, you know, with the carpet and the scene. So I'm expecting a lot.
I know.
I'm a huge fan.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
And especially with Robin Williams, I feel like, you know, like, Rest in peace. That's tough to even... You can't mention Aladdin without mentioning him.
And, a lot of people are saying that.
Yes, and a lot of chats online and just on Twitter and all of that has mentioned Robin Williams because, I mean, he can't be replaced. And all of the characters that he did and the just brilliance that he brought to Genie just really made that come to life. And it's hard to – you can't replace that, but, I mean –
it's hard to not think about him. But it's, yeah. At the same time, it's like we do have to – kind of live on this legacy of mm-hmm. Aladdin. It's so huge. It's a classic. And I still really want to see the film, you know? So I totally get what people mean. Like, I think the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's Robin Williams. I love him. I love all his movies, but...
And we talked about it a little bit last week or the week before mm-hmm. that even if he was still alive, he probably would not be playing the Genie.
Can like, you even see Genie? Well, Robin Williams is Genie. Well,
right.
Figuratively.
Yes, right now. It's, yeah, I don't think that he would be playing that role even if he was still around.
Yeah.
So, yes. And then some other talk people have been talking about is the characters, the actors. So, Jasmine, well, the guy who's playing Aladdin, he is from Egypt, born, but he was raised in Canada.
Yeah. Mena Massoud.
Yes. And he looks like he's going to be fantastic. So I'm excited to see him in this breakout role. And then the actress who plays Jasmine, she's British. So there's been some talk about that as well, that she's not Middle Eastern. And
right.
So I'm not sure where it's going to happen. We're going to see a little bit more whenever the trailer comes out and things like that. But that's kind of a huge thing for Disney not to have somebody who's not Middle Eastern,
I think that's always like a huge thing, representation. We've talked about that, you know, with some of the other live action films that they're going to have. So it's a little interesting because I'm like, I wonder if they're just kind of only going by looks. So the actress who's supposed to be playing Jasmine is Naomi Scott. And, yeah, I mean, she was born in London, so at first I was asking Kelsey, like, I wonder how is she going to do her character voice? Is it going to sound more American, but these are not American characters? Or is it going to sound more Middle Eastern? What is it? Is there going to be an accent? Is it going to be a British accent? So those are my questions, and I don't know. But she's very beautiful, so if you guys are wondering, like, what she looks like in Naomi Scott, that's who that is. And then Mena Massoud is playing Aladdin. But yeah, I'm like, Abu, like, what is he going to look like?
I know, that's going to be exciting.
So many scenes.
Yeah, and the animals, because, I mean, we see a lot of animals.
When they turn into animals, when Abu turns into that elephant.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
Spoiler alert for those who haven't seen Aladdin.
Oh, shame on you. Yeah. You've seen it. But yeah, that's whenever he is a prince, that's his wish. So yeah, we'll see all of that.
I can't wait to see him as Prince Ali. I cannot wait for that.
Oh, me either. I know. Okay, so on Aladdin, there has been a lot of chatter on Twitter because one of the he had some
the writer
he was writing it, but I'm not sure that he was part of the full thing. How
for
much
the
he had
remake
to, for the remake? He wasn't a part of the remake, but Terry Rossat.
Rossio.
He has been going to Twitter because he hasn't gotten anything from the live version, mm-hmm. and he wrote for the original Aladdin, but he's not getting anything back for the live action version. And so it's part of, he's kind of talked about how his guild, the animated guild, hasn't helped him with that. And there's a lot of different guilds or unions here in Hollywood. And the Writers Guild has done a lot. I think he was kind of comparing the Animation Guild to the Writers Guild in that. But the thing is, it's really tough, the creative industry, and it's hard to say, like, I'm sure that he got exactly what was in his contract for it. And unfortunately, this, like, royalties might not have been added to his contract. But a lot of the creative, how it works out here is, like, if you come up with an idea and they buy the idea, then they're buying that and they're done with it. Like, they've bought it and they can kind of do whatever they want to do with it. So if they want to keep it going or create a billion-dollar industry off of it, like, they already have it. It's kind of like the Nike swoosh. There was a girl in college who, like, designed that and sold that to Nike for like $30. And then now it's worth billions of dollars.
That's why you gotta have like the right contract starting out. But it's like, I get what Rocio's saying, because I mean, if I was the one who animated this classic movie that everyone knows and loves, I mean, these characters are being built off of the likeness of what he created. So I think he has every right to be upset. But again, it is about contracts and what you talked about. But I think that they should get some sort of incentive, because it is off of the idea. So, you know, usually with anything else, whether it's, you know, fashion, a lot of times people get sued because you are usually sometimes promoting something based off of the likeness and image of what that artist originally created. So he is an artist. Most artists are very sensitive about, you know, what they come up with. And it's like, it's Aladdin, Halloween. I mean, but then again, it's like, if he's going to say that, he could say the same thing for Halloween costumes. Well, I'm the one that, you know, drew what Aladdin should look like and little things like that. But just like you said, with the guilds, and ever since we kind of switched from 2D animation and then we started to get into Pixar and more live action films, it's like it's going to change as far as who does what behind the scenes and post-production, pre-production, all of that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot that goes into it.
And unfortunately, a lot of the change comes when writers go on strike. And so if he's trying to stir something up, maybe with the guild, for them to go on strike, that would be a huge thing to help with incentives and to change things. And we've seen strikes with writer strikes, mm-hmm. actors with SAG-AFTRA, those sorts of guilds. And then, like, everything stops. Like, you're not – if you're a part of that union or that guild, you are not allowed to work or take work if there's a strike going on. So that would be huge. That's not by any means in talks right now. So he's not trying to protest that. I think he's just disgruntled a little bit about mm-hmm. Kind of the fairness, and
it sucks.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
Just seeing that this huge movie is doing so well, he wants to have a part of that. And I understand, like, I would be
totally
probably disgruntled as well. So that's kind of what's going on Twitter news with that, for sure. But speaking of going to the theaters, coming out shortly is The Nutcracker.
Yeah, really soon, right after Halloween.
Yes.
So that's perfect time for the holidays.
Yes. I am so excited to get this, to go and see this movie. But you can go ahead and buy tickets right now.
That's awesome.
Even though it doesn't come out until November 2nd. Mm-hmm. So you can go on Fandango and purchase tickets right now and make sure that you are going to be the first to see this movie.
See?
I just think that's awesome. So crazy that tickets are already coming out.
Yeah. I mean, well, I think because it's The Nutcracker, usually people might go to a ballet to see it, or, you know, it's just such a holiday type thing. I think it is a little soon, but at the same time, I think it's going to be packed on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you've got to get the ticket.
And it's such a family movie, so it's like,
and you want to get it, you know, Thursday night or whenever before it comes out.
Yeah.
And
do
it's been so long since I've gone to, like, a midnight showing of a movie. But, yeah. I mean, those were always so fun.
Well,
I fell asleep during one of
them. Between me and my family, like, whenever we're all together for Christmas, we all like to go see a movie. I don't know if they're all going to want to go see The Nutcracker in the Four Realms. I don't know. They're probably not going to want to see it.
Maybe they'll see Mary Poppins.
I don't think they're going to see that either. I don't know. Like, as a family, we will argue over, like, what we want to see. I think this would be fine, but I feel like my dad would not want to watch it.
Dad.
My brother-in-law. And then I have, like, if
they're
you think about
Marvel,
your whole family. But my mom, like, she might want to see it. So it's all of us together, and we have to kind of figure that out. But
yeah,
it could be the perfect one. I think the last, like, four kids movie that we all saw together was probably The Grinch Who Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey, which is, that's not Disney, but
no, and that's
still
a really long time ago that
it's
you guys
so,
all went to go see
and
a
like
movie.
Maybe Lord of the Rings, but it's like, I think for your family, I think it might work out. You know, you gotta see if you can guys all get along
or
and
like
figure
just
it
go
out
with your friends, you know, skip your
that
family
too.
Go with your friends.
Yeah.
We'll go. This is also cool. Walt Disney Records is going to release the original motion picture soundtrack to The Nutcracker and the Four Realms on October 26th. So if you
nice.
Like to hear the music before going to see the movie, then it's going to be out
That's awesome.
Pre-movie. So that's fun. You can just get jazzed in your car listening to that. Get jazzed, because that's your new term for the day. Something else to do. D23, if you're a D23 member, give us a shout out in the live chat right now.
Yes, let us know.
You can buy tickets for a dinner and a tour of the Walt Disney Animation Studios. Plus, you can see a pre-screening of Ralph Breaks the Internet.
That's awesome.
Yes. So they have a really cool little day planned starting, I think it's like at 4:30, and you have like the whole evening. You get to go on a tour and you get to see the sound stages where a lot of their the Disney films have been shot. And then you can be a part of a silent auction and get some original artwork. So that's awesome. If you're a collector, this is really cool because this is pieces that you're not going to find online or in the store or anything like that. So you can get some original artwork. And then you can also see a screening of Ralph Breaks the Internet, which is cool. And I think they mentioned a dinner as well. So, I mean, it's a very fun...
A lot comes with it.
Yes, outing. And especially if you haven't been before.
Yeah.
I mean, just walking through and seeing studios and sound stages is, you know, a little bit of magic. So
I think it's awesome. I was explaining to Kelsey how I'm just like, everything costs so much money. For those of you who like want to save money, save a little coin, because of course, to be D23, you can either be general gold or gold family. But for this instance, I believe you have to be gold or gold family. So does it include general?
I think you can buy tickets, yes.
You can buy tickets,
as long as
okay.
you're subscribed to D23. So,
gotcha.
If you are a D23 member, then you can do that. If you're not, then you can sign up, and I think you can still get it, as long as there's still tickets, which I believe that
And there's
are.
No charge. So if you want to be a D23 member, you can go to shopdisney.com or just, you know, sign up for your
There's different levels, too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like...
It's levels.
It's kind of like buying a season pass at Disney, you know? Like, you can do different levels. You can do blackout dates. You can do just, like... the bare minimum, you know, with like a couple of days with lots of blackout dates. It just depends on what you're, you know, wanting to spend.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. So that looks pretty fun. And especially if you want to go see, you know, the sound stages and get a movie, like how cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Something else that I'm really excited about, and I know you're really excited about too.
Wait, what is it? Oh,
Salt and Straw is coming to Disneyland, Downtown Disney.
I am pumped
about this. Okay, so that flavor, I had to...
Is that the lavender one?
That's the lavender honey. I had to include that because it's my favorite ice cream.
I've had it. It's really good, especially... okay, so for those of you who may not know what Salt and Straw is, it is a gelato ice cream shop that we have here in Los Angeles. And I'm sure it's other places. I don't know. It's only a California thing, right?
As far as... I know it's not in Oklahoma, which is where I'm from, so...
And it's not in Virginia.
Okay.
But they have, like, several locations here in California. I am obsessed. I will drive 20-30 minutes just to go to Salt and Straw.
Yes.
So I will probably go this week. I love the caramel, the sea salt caramel brittle. That one's really good. And there's like a cookie dough crunch that's also good. And you mix it together with the waffle cone.
Yes. And the cool thing about Salt and Straw is that they do different flavors every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I think being at Disneyland, they're going to do like some cool themed
that's
ice cream
so good.
And stuff. I mean, during Halloween, they have like cookies and cream and like worms coming out of it, or like dirt and mummies or something weird like that. So I'm really excited.
Me too. Like, I don't even know how they figure out all the flavorings, but like, for instance, Thanksgiving time, it's going to sound really gross, but they had like turkey inside the ice cream. I don't want you to be freaked out and think, I don't want turkey in my ice cream, but it's the way that they do the flavor to where it just works. So go Salt and Straw. They're just able to do it. It just works for what they do, and they have tons of flavors, which I think you haven't pulled up.
Yes. There's a lot of flavors, and you can check it out on their website, but we've got to keep it moving because we were late. Shout out to Allison, who's never been to Salt and Straw. That's your next mission.
You will love it. You will love it.
You got to go. It's very delicious. Okay. Let's talk about, real quickly, the Oh My Disney, the Disney store shop, sorry, the 90s flashback collection from Oh My Disney. That is... so cool looking. Okay, so this is the jacket, Aladdin theme, obviously. And if you'll notice, in her little hand, it looks like the classic VHS Aladdin. That's a clutch.
Yeah, which it might be the diary version, that like the journal version, yes, that they have here.
So that's got, you know, that's super cute. Okay, can we look at the next one?
It's just so amazing.
Yes, okay, Hercules cups. I love little teacups. I've got my mug right here. So they've got Hercules.
It's not Coco in that.
I know.
Lion King.
That's a clock. They have a whole collection of all your favorite 90s gear. And nostalgia is running wild.
It's very 90s that they have this, because I just remember, like, back in the 90s, whether it's, like, a blanket or, you know, a mug, like, they would have Disney-themed, like, mm-hmm, items, but you don't see that as much, like, based off of the movie. Like, it's just very few.
And these are the clutches, and they have, they look so like VHSs. Cool. So this is what I grew up with. I still have a whole collection of these.
Me too.
At my house, like, in a tub that I can't ever watch because I don't have a VHS player, of course.
I have all of them, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah, like, all of them in VHS form.
Oh, yeah, me too. But I can't watch them because I only have...
Gotta get that VHS-DVD combo player. You can find it.
I don't know where you can buy that at anymore,
eBay,
honestly.
Amazon.
So that's, you know, your childhood right there. It's so great. I love it. And the journal.
I think those are the journals, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're feeling some nostalgia...
Yeah, which also Leo had posted. He's not here today. Sarah's not here today. Nor Keaton, but they'll be back. But I know that Leo had shown this on his IG story, which it might still be up there, so make sure you check that out too. But yeah, this is awesome.
He just posted this?
Well, he was sent some by Oh My Disney. I was like, I wish he was here because he could show you guys in person.
We'll make him bring it next time.
Yeah, it looked amazing, so I'm jealous.
I know. And one thing that Walt Disney is doing great, mm-hmm, this week is that they've donated $1 million to...
that is awesome.
Yeah, to Hurricane Michael relief. So that's kind of cool to see them...
Absolutely.
...putting into the community, especially being in Florida and all the destruction and everything. I have family in Jacksonville, so they were fine. But as far as other parts of Florida, I know it was hit pretty hard. And the pictures looked so hard. So they've donated $1 million, which is really cool to be able to talk about.
Especially, like, such a large amount. I mean, any type of money is always great towards something like this, but I think it's great that Disney is at the forefront of that. And I don't know if anyone in the live chat is near the Florida area, or if, you know, Hurricane Michael may have touched anyone near them or someone that they know, but I hope that everyone's okay. But I just think it's great that Disney is doing something like that. It's really awesome.
I know. So that is excellent. So that's our quick news for the week. What else do we got? I'm going to be playing Disney Blitz emoji.
Ooh, yeah.
So, you know, that's what I'll be doing for the rest of the week. If you guys are playing as well, let us know.
Yes.
Because I'm addicted. And, yeah, and that's our very quick Disney update.
It was quick today. We got more next week, of course, but I think it was great. I'm really excited about Aladdin.
I know, me too.
Like, there's a lot to look forward to, so.
Yes, so I'm going to be rewatching Aladdin and trying to figure out all the VHS movies. All right, so thank you guys for watching, and also, Allison said that today is the 20th anniversary of Halloween Town.
That's so true.
Yes, so that's exciting, and... In honor of Halloween, I think we're going to say goodbye by saying boogie, boogie boogie. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. Oh. Jamie, where can everybody find you at?
So, guys, you can find me, Jamie Gray, on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on IG at Jamie Gray.
And, guys, I'm Kelsey Hightower. Thanks for chatting with us. You can chat with me some more at Kels Hightower. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Boogie boogie.
Boogie boogie.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.